Well, here in Germany, the migration crisis has given a big boost to the Alternative for Germany political party, also known as the AfD. Now, it opposes mass immigration and has been holding a big demonstration in the eastern German city of Jena. The party is highly critical of German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and it's demanding an end to her open-door migration policy. Members of the right-wing Pegida movement in Dresden have called for people to vote for the AfD when three German states go to the polls on Sunday. The AfD is likely to gain a significant number of seats in all three and further challenge the chancellor. Yeah, these will be some regional elections to definitely watch. Melinda Crane, our chief political correspondent, she'll be watching them for us. Good evening to you, Melinda. So what happens if we see the AfD win more than 10 or even 15% of the vote?
Well, practically speaking, that would certainly change the coalition options for the more mainstream parties that have been governing in these states until now. They may find themselves looking for some new partners at state level, but you can be sure that they will not be asking the AfD to join them in government. And such a result would definitely provoke a lot of head scratching and worrying of the type that we saw here this week after municipal elections were held in the state of Hessen last weekend. We saw a result of over 10% for the AfD in Hessen's main city, Frankfurt. And nonetheless, the main newspaper there, the Frankfurter Allgemeine, which is one of Germany's leading newspapers, said, look, this is not really reason for alarm. We don't need to start planning candlelight vigils. Let us be pragmatic about this.
Okay, be pragmatic. So does that mean that the German chancellor probably would not make a U-turn on her refugee policy, even if the AfD did show these strong returns?
No, I cannot see that happening. I have seldom in the entire time that she has been in office seen her take so steadfast and so principled a stand as she has done on the refugee crisis. And she herself has said very clearly, look, I am not playing party politics and tactics here. This issue is far too important for Europe to do so.